Wilson, North Carolina, is a fairly large city in eastern North Carolina. And in Wilson, there are two codes in a step and one in an NX1. We have 237 and 243 in the step, 291 in the NX1. The payphones are all in the step. One interesting thing about this local calling area is that there is no lack of variety in local ringtones. In fact, I'm just going to dial through and show you all the different rings and busies that there are in this area. So it's there's quite a variety here. Let's take a listen. First, we'll pick up a phone. Now, the phone is in 237-243, the step. And we'll dial a ringing number within the step. That is a very unusual ring. In fact, the only place I've heard that ring is right here in eastern North Carolina. The term tone plant refers to the device that makes the ring and the busy, and in offices without touch tone, the dial tone as well. Well, what you just heard was from the regular tone plant in Wilson, North Carolina. While I was there, they switched to the alternate. So here's a call within the Wilson step while the alternate tone plant was in use. When the tone plant switch occurred, I unfortunately was not listening to a phone ringing. Had I been, I would have heard something rather funny. When the switch does occur, you'll literally hear the ringtone winding down like a record that's been suddenly turned off. And then you'll hear the other one starting up, like that. Anyway, here are some other rings from the local calling area. Like I said, there's quite a variety. One of the tributaries is Elm City 236, and by the way, for all these little towns around Wilson, you have to dial 8 first, because it's considered, you guessed it, EAS, Extended Area Service. Lukama 239, another tributary, has a similar ring to 236. Here's a call to a quadruple ring in Lukama. You may have noticed those last two calls went through on wire trunks. No carrier system was being employed, and the trunks hummed, especially while unbalanced during the dialing process. On this next call, to Stantonsburg 238, we get a rather buzzy T-carrier trunk. On these last three calls, the last digit of the phone number we dial has determined which ring we got. The double ring was a result of my dialing a 2 as the last digit. And these three offices all are set up for 10-party lines so that each phone line has 10 numbers associated with it. Here's a vacant level in Kenley, 284.
Number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check the number or try your call again. We're sorry, you have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check the number or try your call again.
Wire trunks that are more than 5 miles long always involve the use of repeaters, the device which amplifies the conversation. Sometimes, when things get unbalanced, the repeaters will go into oscillation. And on this next call to the supervision test in Bailey 235, you'll notice as I'm dialing the last four digits into the Bailey trunk, there's a little squeal at the end of every digit, as that relay that detects the dial pulses is operated, the trunk goes off balance, and that's enough to get the repeater into oscillation. Prior to the mid-70s, the phone companies used to actually engage in service observing using live people. They would actually have real people listening to phone calls going through. And there'd be somebody, you know, you never knew if your line was being service observed. They would listen to the dialing and setup portion of your call. I hope that's all they listened to. In any event, around the mid-70s, they began to switch to automatic service observing equipment. There was one device called a disposition analyzer that would actually figure out whether the call terminated in a ring or a busy or a conversation. And around that time, around 1976-77, the phone companies began cleaning up the sound of their ring and busy tones. Whereas previously rings and busies had noise in between the tones. around 76 and 77, they started all cleaning them up. And that was so those disposition analyzers could realize that it was a ring, because without a clear beginning and end to the noise on the line, the machine could not recognize a ring as a ring. Now, this Office 235 is a perfect example. Here's the way the ring sounded in 1975. The same ringing machine cleaned up in 1977 sounded like this. In 1975, the busy sounded like this. Cleaned up in 1977, it sounded like this. So in the 70s, those tone plants really got cleaned up. Speaking of busy signals, here's the busy signal from Kenley 284. Stantonsburg 238. Lukama 239. Elm City 236. The regular tone plant in the Wilson Step, and here's the reorder tone from the Wilson Step's alternate tone plant, the NX1 crossbar in Wilson 291 is the only office in the local calling area that has modern tones. I'll pick up and dial a busy number and notice the NX1 pulsing right before it connects us to the busy tone. When we dial 291, 2 is absorbed and 9 goes into the NX1. If you then dial a digit other than 1, you get the NX1's recording, like this. The strange quality of the recording with the reorder underneath it is a very common pattern for NX1 crossbars. Here's the Wilson Step vacant level.
Have reached is not in service at this time. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial your operator. This is a recording. The number you have reached is not in service at this time. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial your operator. This is a recording.
Those last two calls are from my 1975 visit to Wilson. The rest of this stuff is from 1977. Carolina Telephone does not like to build in the codes 411 and 611 to their step offices. Usually you'll find that a prefix digit is required. In Stantonsburg, where we were just before coming to Wilson, you have to dial 7411 and 7611. And here it's 9411 and 9611. It's very confusing. You actually need a phone book in order to know how to call directory assistance and repair. We'll dial 9411 and notice how it goes through. How's that for a routing? Dialing 9 puts us into the NX1 crossbar. We dial 411 into that, and what does it do but pick up a trunk back to this same step that we're calling from, and it dials something in order to get through to directory assistance. So we're going from the step to the NX1 to get back to the step that we're calling from in the first place. Strange way to do things, but it works. 9 plus 811 also goes from the step to the NX1 back to the step. But in this case, it dials something that is invalid in the step. So we'll be getting the step reorder by way of the NX1. NX1 crossbars will often let you squeeze extra digits in on a call, so I'm going to dial 9811111111, and as the NX1 is dialing out those extra digits, you'll hear the step reorder in the background, because there's a certain amount of leakage through the NX1 register sender. Then when it's finished, you'll hear the reorder come up to full volume. NX611 has an unusual ring on their trunks, mainly because there's no attenuation. If there's anything that needs repair, it's the attenuation device on the 611 trunks, because it isn't working at all. It's not often that you get to hear 90 volts of jingle juice being sent back toward the calling party, but here's what it sounds like when it happens. 9 plus 611. There's no 1+ or 0+ dialing from coin phones. If you try to dial 1+ from a coin phone, you actually do get connected into the toll trunk. It's a nice SF trunk, that is a 2600 operated trunk, to the Rocky Mount 4A, and you can dial the entire number. And as soon as the trunk supervises, which would normally cause the number identification to begin, something kicks in and dumps you off to a busy signal, and then while the busy signal is playing, you can still hear the trunk hung up in the background. It's an extremely frustrating experience, I've got to tell you, because there the toll trunk is, it's hung up, but you can still hear it, you just can't do anything with it. I mean, I feel like a baby in a playpen with its favorite toy just out of reach. This is the Carolina Telephone way to restrict toll, and here it is, 1+ a 10-digit number. And notice how when you get the busy, the trunk noise is still there. It's been hung up right in your face, and you can't do anything with it because it's on hook now in the forward direction. In other words, as far as the distant end is concerned, you're hung up. Be nice if there were a way to get around the toll restriction so we didn't have this thing hanging up the toll trunk in our face like that. And there is a way. The callback circuit, which party line customers use to ring phones of other people on the same party line, gives you access to a switching train. That switching train is used to create an incoming call to another party on your party line. Now, that switching train is very similar to the switching train you get when you pick up your phone and get a dial tone, except it doesn't put on a dial tone, and there are subtle other differences. The code for the callback circuit is 81. You're supposed to dial 81 and then the telephone number of the party you wish to reach. And 81 puts you into that special switching train into which you're supposed to dial the number of a party on your line. Of course, you could just dial a 1 into that switching train. And in some offices, this one included, the toll trunks through the callback circuit are unrestricted. So I'm going to dial 81 plus 1 plus 411. And you'll notice that when the camera trunk goes off hook, instead of being dumped off to that busy signal, you'll instead hear the identifier operating. Now, the callback circuit doesn't have a proper number wired, as it's ANI. So you'll hear KP1 start. You'll hear three MFs, the KP, a 1, and a start, which indicates this phone line doesn't have a number that gets the operator to come on and ask for the number. So here's 81 plus 1 plus 411, and listen for the ANI sending key pulse 1 start. And there you have it. There's the camera operator, which we couldn't get to if we just picked up the phone and dialed 1 plus, because as soon as the trunk souped, the busy signal would come on. So there's a way that access to the long-distance network was possible, subject to certain limitations imposed by the callback circuit. For example, the number of digits that could be dialed into the trunk with your rotary dial. You might have to whistle the rest of the phone number. Anyway, that's how it used to be back in 1977, and this concludes our tour of Carolina Telephone.